The Esmeralda Goodbye, written by Corey Lynn Feynman, narrated by Maria McCann. 1. Officer Jake Sterling parked his patrol car near the sharp curve on Camino de la Costa, glanced at the house across the street, and wondered if the man inside had killed himself yet. He opened the car door and climbed out. Waves crashed on the rocky shore below, where skeletal silhouettes of abandoned artillery batteries loomed against the purpling sky, remnants of a U.S. Navy training facility from the Second World War. The roar and rumble of those guns had been a regular feature of Jake's life when he was a kid. Practice rounds fired by Navy recruits soon shipped out to sea. The guns had gone silent after the bombing of Hiroshima 10 years ago. The Japanese invasion of La Jolla, California had never arrived. He crossed the street and walked up the steps to the front door of the house. The lights were on inside, but the curtains were drawn. He knocked and then took a step back and to one side like he'd learned in his training. Rookies often drew the La Jolla beat their first year. It was quieter than other parts of the city. But a drunk with a gun was dangerous, even if he lived in a nice house by the sea. The door opened. "Good evening, Mrs. Denton," Jake said, recognizing the woman in the doorway. Mabel Denton and her family lived in the colored section of town. She cleaned and cooked for rich people. Her husband ran a window cleaning business. Solid citizens. Their son, Willie, went to school with Jake's brother, Danny. "Jake," she said, "what are you doing here?"
"Is this Mr. Chandler's house?"
"Yes, I work for Mr. Chandler sometimes. What is it?"
"Mr. Chandler called the station," Jake said.
Mrs. Denton looked unconcerned, but she always seemed imperturbable, like Jake's mother. Women with quiet strength who'd raised young children while their husbands went off to war.
"He said he was going to shoot himself."
Mrs. Denton frowned.
"Oh, dear," she said. "I guess you'd better talk to him. Come in."
Jake crossed the threshold and followed her down the hallway. "I left Mr. Chandler in the study 10 minutes ago," she said. "I took him some tea. He seemed very tired. So sad. His wife died a few months ago."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?